told my dad he's a Navy veteran. He spent more than 20 years in. Dad said, absolutely not.
You would think that he would be for it.
100%, right? That's why I went to him first. And then I was like, well, Mom, what do you think? And she's like, yes, I think this is a great opportunity for you to see the world, to figure everything out. You know, you don't want to create debt if you don't know what you want to do.
This is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. This week, we look at the military option, what to avoid, and how you can get help on answering your specific questions about joining any branch of the military. Today in our program, my special guests are Espy Correa and Kate Lentz. Espy serves as a career and academic advisor specializing in veteran services, and Kate is a school certifying official. Both work at Lorain County Community College and have served in the military. Welcome to the program, Kate and Espy.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Espy, how did you get into the military? What age were you, and how did that happen?
I was 17 years old, and I had no idea what I was going to do. I played sports. I played softball, basketball, volleyball. I was varsity and all, and that's all I really cared about. Senior year, my counselor told me to come into her office because she said, hey, Espy, you haven't looked at any colleges. None. And I was like, you're right. I have not. I was like, I want to travel the world. I want to see what's out there. And from there, I spoke to a recruiter, but I was 17 years old. So I had to actually have my parents' permission.
And what did they think of that option?
Well, my dad, he's a Navy veteran. He spent more than 20 years in. Dad said, absolutely not.
You would think that he would be for it.
100%, right? That's why I went to him first. And then I was like, well, Mom, what do you think? And she's like, yes, I think this is a great opportunity for you to see the world, to figure everything out. You know, you don't want to create debt if you don't know what you want to do. So I got her signature. And from there, I'm sure they had a long conversation. And he signed it too.
What do you think his concerns were?
As a woman going into the military, it's scary. It hasn't been long since women have been in the military. And the job that I chose was majority men. I was crash and salvage. I was firefighting. So there's a lot of reasons for him to be worried. But all I knew was I needed to do this for me. And I didn't want to create debt. I had no idea who I was. And this was my opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the military, for me, was and is the best option.
Can I tell you, this is my whole background with military, and mm-hmm. maybe it is for a lot of people. You know, I have no idea. I don't even have family members that are involved with this. The only thing I know is from that movie, Private Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen that? All I know is Goldie Hawn, you know, getting into boot camp or whatever and asking that question. Do you remember what the question was?
Don't tell me, please.
Where's the condominiums?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of people go in the military thinking that, actually. I did not. Luckily, I had, you know, my dad to prepare me. But I've met people very shocked and surprised in boot camp.
So you had a good experience with the military.
I absolutely love the military.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it.
Why'd you get out?
My mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer. I was planning on doing the whole 20 years. I wanted to retire. I always plan to stay in and get out, but not to the point where it was going to be that soon.
Mm-hmm. And now what do you do?
I'm an academic advisor at Lorain County Community College. I work with veterans, and I think I wouldn't have been here without the military.
Really?
I wouldn't have had the structure that you need for this job.
You think that it really helped you to just take some time to mature?
100%. At 17 years old, you think you know everything. Everything. I remember my first bill. I remember getting my apartment thinking I was so cool. This is amazing. I walked to the mailbox. I got my rent. my water, my electric, of course, my Wi-Fi. And I was like, who's paying for all this? I was in shock. That was the moment where I was like, this is me. This is my time to figure out me. And it was scary, but exciting at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What do you tell young people when they're considering going into the military?
Talk to a lot of people. Talk to people that are in the military. Talk to veterans. The last person you should talk to is a recruiter. Wait until you've spoken with a veteran, someone that's already in, and pretty sure what branch you want to go into and the job that you want to secure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the role that Veterans Services plays here on this campus?
Good question. It brings veterans a source of safety, a place of home, camaraderie, and information. Information that you, a civilian, a veteran, someone even interested in going into the military, a safe place to ask questions. And we're going to give them to you straight.
So you'll be honest.
100% honest. We're going to sit down with you and tell you all of our experiences, the good, the bad, what I wish other people would have told me. And I think that would be their best bet.
Okay. So I have a student in mind that doesn't like school. Okay. He's 17. All right. Doesn't like school, never has. And he just figures he'll just go down to a recruitment office and, you know, he'll sign up for the military. That's his plan.
Well, I think that he needs to come to the Veterans Service office, have a talk with us before he goes to the recruiting office. I have no problem walking, once we give him the information, walking over there, sitting down with him with a recruiter. So I'm there as well because I'm informed.
So wait a minute. You'd actually walk down to the recruitment office with this person?
100%. I want to make sure this person's getting the right information. I want to make sure that what happened to me doesn't happen to them.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Kate Lentz about the military option and how you can take advantage of it. If you're unsure about your career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. Contact information can be found in the show notes of this podcast. And we are back. Thank you so much, Kate, for joining us. You also had some background in the military, much like Espy did.
Yes, I served in the Coast Guard for 4 years and then did 4 years in the inactive reserves. And it was just a really great experience for me.
What did your parents think about you going into the military?
I didn't tell them. I took the ASVAB kind of on a whim. They made an announcement one afternoon that they were going to be offering the ASVAB. And I was like, yeah, maybe I should try that out. I waited until after I got my scores back and the recruiter started calling. And that's when my dad's kind of like, hey, we have like 5 messages from recruiters. Do you want to tell us something? And that's when I sat him down and I told him, yeah, I wanted to join the military. I wanted to join the Coast Guard. And my dad was definitely all in favor of it, specifically because he felt it was a great way for me to get my college education. He's always been a big, big supporter of college education. So for him, it was an opportunity to have my college paid for. My mom was less enthusiastic, but she came around eventually and was a very supportive of that time in my life.
Did you finish your education?
I did. Once I got out of the Coast Guard, I came to Lorain County Community College and got an associate's degree. And then I went from LCC onto Ashland University and got my bachelor's degree.
And was the military able to help you with that?
Absolutely. I used my education benefits and it covered almost the entire cost of my education. The only reason it didn't cover the entire cost of my education was because I started off in a different degree program. I originally was going into education, and then I found that it was not a good fit for me.
So do you have any educational loans to pay back?
No. Actually, I am loan-free. I am debt-free. I am very happy about that. I was able to cover the entire cost of my education pretty much with either my benefits or with some grants.
So tell us what you do now.
So I'm a certifying official for Lorain County Community College Veterans Office. My job is to assist veterans and their dependents with getting their education benefits started and staying on track for using their benefits to get the most out of their benefits.
So I'm a person in the military now, and I want to take advantage of my educational benefits. What should I do?
I would say take advantage of tuition assistance. So there's different ways to pay for college using military benefits. There's tuition assistance, which you can use while you're serving, and it won't take away from the benefits you receive once you graduate. So you can take your core classes while you're serving and have them completely paid for, and then get out and get your bachelor's degree, your associate's degree, with your post 9/11 GI Bill or your Montgomery GI Bill, and you know, it's move on to get your master's, again, having that covered by your education benefits. First thing I would tell anybody is if you're serving right now, go talk to your education officer at your unit and your CO and look into using tuition assistance to get your education started.
So how can people get a hold of you if they're listening to this and they think, well, you know what? I'm in high school or I'm in the military. How do they get a hold of you?
So we have a main line at the Veterans Office, and that is 440-366-7378 or 440-366-SERV, S-E-R-V. If you're looking to reach me directly, my number is 440-366-7388. I'd be happy to sit down and talk with you. And it's the same with all of our veterans in our office. You know, we highly encourage you to give us a call and set up, you know, right now our office is closed to guests, but when we open back up, sit down with us, and we have pretty much every branch of the military is in our office right now. So,
one last question. You have a son or a daughter?
I do. I have a daughter. Her name's Waverly.
And would you recommend that Waverly consider a career in the military?
I would. I absolutely would. I think it was a really good experience for me. I got to see parts of the world that, you know, people don't necessarily get to see. I got to experience things that people don't necessarily get to experience. And I made a lot of really good friends. And it for me, much like SB mentioned, it gave me the structure I really needed to succeed. Outside of high school, I was not going to succeed. And so without the military, I think I definitely wouldn't be where I am today.
Kate and SB, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having us.
If you're thinking about a career in military, I encourage you to reach out to Kate at LCCC by going to lorainccc.edu/veterans. SB can be reached at 440-366-7321. Contact information can be found in the show notes of this podcast. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.